we've ever done a podcast sitting on the floor. This might be our most low budget setup we've ever done.
Low budget. It's Christmas time, and that means it's time to save our money and sit in front of our Christmas tree.
Which is still living.
It's still living.
Barely.
We were just in Phoenix for the past, week and a half, and we forgot to have somebody come over and water our Christmas tree. And so
she did one time, but then I forgot to ask her to do it again because we kind of stayed a little longer.
So thankfully, this thing is not crisp.
It's not crisp. Last year, if y'all were around, I think we talked about it online, actually. Our Christmas tree by the end of Christmas was crispy. Like we were scared to even plug the lights in on it because it was one giant fire hazard.
It was.
There was just this trail of pine needles out of our house as we drug it
away. We tiptoed Christmas morning around the tree because any sort of friction, that thing would go up. Yeah.
It was so bad.
Hey, welcome to What No One Tells You. I'm Chris.
I'm Sarah.
And if this is your first time here, you know what? Thanks for clicking a Christmas episode because good for you for being brave. We appreciate that. You may be celebrating Christmas or maybe you're celebrating something else or maybe you don't celebrate Christmas. Either way, December 25th here in America and a lot of around the world tends to be a quiet day, especially if you don't have family and friends around. And so maybe you're listening to this on Christmas Day. We just want to say we're here with you. We don't want you to be alone. And if this can be a quick little reminder to you that you're not alone in the world, we're all here together, then we've done our job.
Yeah, we're recording this just a couple days before Christmas, only because, Chris actually did want to do like a YouTube live or something like that on Christmas morning. But I told him, I was like, I don't think we should do that because I really want to just sit in my pajamas and eat cinnamon rolls all day. So maybe not all days, but at least in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that's not why we're not doing a live. We did think about doing a live briefly just because we thought it'd be fun to spend Christmas with people who maybe don't have anybody. And just, full disclosure, we spend Christmas alone most of the time, which isn't always easy, but we've developed our own little tradition. So maybe we could just talk about that, what we do, maybe things that we love about this time of year.
Yeah. Why do you love Christmas?
I grew up loving Christmas and I think I still do love Christmas, but it's been hard the last few years. Mm-hmm. Just, it's been more lonely. So I do love Christmas. I love the smells and the taste and the sounds and the sights of it. I love it. But I think even with the harder years, it's still something. We love setting up a tree. Just, it works if nothing else. It's a nice little glow in the corner during the holiday.
See, I grew up loving Christmas, but I loved Christmas for all the wrong reasons, and that would be presents. And I was the kid who would go underneath the tree and shake everything, and I would try to figure out what it is.
But you did more than that. Just hearing your brother and your mom talk, I know that you guys regularly found all the presents before Christmas even got there.
Oh, yeah.
There was no surprise.
I mean, there were still surprises.
But she said that you found all of them.
We typically would scurry through the house and be like, all right, let's see how smart mom and dad are this year. Typically not too smart. And we figured out where the presents were. I mean, we ripped that place open. That
breaks my heart because I love surprises. I hated when somebody would ruin surprises. I remember my 7th birthday. Chris has heard me tell the same story. My 7th birthday, my older sister Jessica, who may or may not be listening to this, but Jessica, I don't know if you know this, but you ruined my 7th birthday. I was having a birthday party at the skating rink. And I was so excited. But Jessica told me 2 days before my birthday what I was getting. I was getting that American Doll horse. And she ruined my birthday. I was so upset when I knew. So I hate ruining surprises.
Thanks, Jessica.
I should have vented that out. Jessica, you ruined my 7th birthday.
See, I don't mind the surprises. Like, surprises are nice if you can get it past me. But I'm always 3 steps above everybody else, in my mind anyway.
Are you?
Or 3 steps above, not ahead. Just saying that. Like, I'm typically... See, I'm already falling behind.
I don't even know where we're going.
Yeah. So anyway, but I do love surprises, but I also love pretending, like not even pretending, but I need to practice my emotion for you. Be like, oh, you got me batteries? Wow. Thank you. What are the batteries for? The Talk Boy from Home Alone 2. Oh, this is amazing.
Did you get one of those?
I did get one of those.
I wanted one of those so badly. Yeah. Do you remember those things? You held them in your hands, you could record sounds.
Yeah, but the Talk Boy, like you watch Home Alone 2 and you're like, oh, you can do everything. You can rent a hotel at the plaza with this thing. And then when you actually get it, it's not as cool as you think. It's just basically a cassette player.
But that was high tech back then.
That was high tech.
Okay. Let's talk about the Plaza real fast. I did look up to see how much it would cost to stay there. That's like a dream for everybody who's ever watched Home Alone. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much that thing goes for this time of year for one night?
I'm guessing over $1,000.
It was going for $1,500 when I looked at it.
$1,500?
Yeah.
Is that for
granted, that's not the most expensive by any means out there, but that's really pricey. So I don't know if that dream's ever going to come true.
Is that for the basic economy?
That was the cheapest room they had. That was definitely not a suite. That was...
That's just for you to walk into the lobby?
No, that's for a room, but I think it's probably like a room on the first floor where you're next to the janitor closet kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk best gifts you ever got.
The best gift, one of the best gifts, and this is going to sound super weird, but I am very superficial. I got a cardboard cutout of myself.
I didn't know that.
For Christmas.
From who?
From my mother. She said I was so in love with myself.
Did she really?
She got me a cardboard cutout and I loved it so much.
Oh, that's such a red flag. I'm so glad I didn't know that before I married you.
I took that thing everywhere and I'm like, does anybody want to get pictures with me? And I plopped it right there in public.
How old were you?
Oh, I was 16, 17.
Oh my gosh.
I loved it. I thought
You're
it was
so
hysterical.
Full of yourself.
Yeah.
It's so good we didn't meet until later because I know we would have just been... We never would have worked back then.
What was your best gift?
Ooh, my camera. I got two different cameras. My first camera, before digital age, I got a film camera, and it was my favorite gift. I was 10 or 12 years old. Still love that camera. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'd still be using that camera, but I got sand in it in Thailand, and it died. But that camera launched a whole life for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, like with Christmas, we talk a lot of travel on this channel, on this podcast, and we have yet to really go anywhere for Christmas except for one place.
Where do we go for Christmas?
Fort Wilderness.
Well, we kind of went to Hawaii a couple of years
ago.
We got
true.
Home just like
that's
2
true.
Days before Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. That was a Christmas trip. And Hawaii.
Kaniki Maka.
Yeah, that's a good Christmas vacation.
Heck yes. I'd be okay getting up the Christmas tree and decorating palm tree. Yeah. I get it. I when I was younger, I was like, I don't understand people who spend Christmas in warm climates. And then I went to Hawaii and I thought,
oh, I get it.
This isn't so bad.
Those people are happy and Santa still visits them too.
Yeah, we've never done any like Christmas trips. I think because we always want to either be home or be with family.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We don't yeah. But I mean, the one place that we did go, and it's fun, like if you're a Disney person, is Fort Wilderness down in Orlando, Florida. And this is a trick.
We talk about Fort Wilderness all the time.
We do.
But it's really funny, actually.
Fort Wilderness in Disney at Camp Wilderness or whatever it's called.
Fort Wilderness. Yeah, Disney World has a campground. Their resorts, they have an actual like resort campground if you didn't know.
But during Christmas time, it is far more cheaper. Yeah. It's less costly to go to the parks because, I mean, everybody does Disney at the parks, blah, blah, blah. You see it. Go to Fort Wilderness. These people, Disney does not put it on. These are normal, average Joes from all across America who pilgrimage all over with their Christmas gear, and they light up this campground.
It's really funny.
It's amazing.
It
really is amazing.
But we didn't know until we ended up. We ended up there one Christmas. I don't remember what happened, but there was some sort of family drama. And we were just like, we're just going to spend Christmas on our own. But we wanted to go somewhere. We were in our vans. Like, we wanted to go somewhere that was at least going to be open on Christmas Day if we were going to be in a van. And so we're like, well, Disney's open. Might as well go to Disney. So we went to Florida where it was warm and sunny to spend Christmas. And we got there. And Fort Wilderness was just this. I mean, people were like parading through the campground, walking around the loops. Because these people had these, you know, the massive motor coach RVs. But they had covered the entire RV, one I remember looked like Cinderella's castle. So this thing was like 15 feet high at least,
huge.
And it was covering the entire camp. It just, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Like these people, I remember seeing this one guy from Alabama, and all I kept thinking was, you drove from Alabama with all of this junk that you're going to use for 2 days, you know, or a week, however long the reservation is for you. But he had the entire cars. Pixar
cars. Oh, I forgot
cars.
About that. He had Mater and the actual Lightning McQueen or whatever.
And they looked real. Like, they looked like a Disney product thing. But no, it's some average Joe guy from Alabama who drove hundreds of miles with all of this.
And then there's the guy with the stormtroopers. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
One guy had music playing. I mean, they have quiet hours and stuff. But this guy had candy canes. Or no, he had how many stormtroopers? There were at least 50 or 60 stormtroopers set up at his camp spot.
It was a lot.
And they were all holding like candy canes and they had Santa hats on and there were Star Wars. It was so funny.
So
they go all out. So Disney, that was a weird Christmas for us. Yeah. So I think we sat by the pool that day too.
We did. We sat by the pool. But if you're in the Orlando area and you're like, you know what? I don't want to go in the parks. I don't want to spend all that money. You can still go to Fort Wilderness as a visitor. You don't have to pay a dime. And at night you can walk around and see, you could have the best Christmas that you'll have.
Okay,
in a long
time. Oversell this. It was funny for us because we had low expectations going into it and we got there and it was funny. I wouldn't pilgrimage over there.
But I'm really bad about overhyping
things.
Don't
overhype this. It was nice for us. I don't think it'd be my number one recommendation for spending Christmas, but it was lovely at the time.
It was very lovely. So Christmas time, your favorite gift was?
My camera.
Your camera.
My camera. I got a camera. I got a flute one year. That was a big deal.
That's annoying.
My sisters both got karaoke machines that year.
That's even worse.
And I got a flute because I was taking flute lessons back then. Growing up, I had two sisters. I was the middle child and we had bedrooms right in a row. So it was like 1, 2, 3. And I was right in the middle because I was the middle child. And they both, I don't know what my parents were thinking, but they both got karaoke machines the same Christmas. And my bedroom was right between the two and they would blast it. I remember I had a headache for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. It was awful.
Yeah.
Chris has heard me vent about this one too.
God bless your parents. Yeah. Awesome.
And there I was trying to play my flute. I'm such a dork.
So this year, if you don't follow us online on social media, you may have missed it. But we did post our Christmas card this year, which we're very, very thrilled about. It's the best Christmas card we've ever produced.
This might be the best thing we've ever created, content-wise.
I think it is.
It might be some of our best work.
So we're big fans of Christmas Vacation. It's one of the best movies. It's still, like, even though it was, filmed in the 80s or
90s? I think it was filmed before I was born. 89, I think is when it came out.
Yeah, something like that. It still holds true. Like,
it's so real of every family.
It is so real.
I mean, it's a little exaggerated, but I watch that movie and I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so in my family. You know, it's like your eye twitches, like you relate to it.
So in the movie, there's this guy named Cousin Eddie, and Cousin Eddie comes unannounced to their house, but he is in this big RV. And the long-running joke in both of our families and friends is we're Cousin Eddie because we travel in an RV.
You ever live in a van or an RV or a truck, if anything that moves on wheels, you will forever be Cousin Eddie in your family. Just know it.
Yeah. So we decided, and especially with our new truck that we're getting ready to overland with,
it's vintage.
it is very vintage. And from the outside, it can look a little Cousin Eddie-like.
I love it, but yes.
Yes. And so we decided to embrace that this year. And we went, I texted a friend and I said, hey, can I borrow your Cousin Eddie hat? And then we went to Walmart and then got a robe. And Sarah got all of her stuff at Goodwill. And then we went out this week in the morning out in public because where we live at, we don't have a lot of room to take photos outside. So we needed a little bit of space to have the camper behind us. And so we ended up at the public school board.
First of all, I thought they'd be gone for the year. But yeah, we did this on government property, which looking back was probably not our best idea. It wasn't a school. It was the school board's, like the Chattanooga, Hamilton County, like public school board office or whatever it is. But yeah, we pulled our camper up there and I know it was like the last day they were open for the year. I know they were all in those windows watching us. I mean, Chris and I are having a full blown photo shoot out in their parking lot. It was just like the closest place we could find that had a level parking lot that was in the shade. So it wasn't going to mess up the light because, you know, it's harder to find shade in the wintertime here because all the leaves are gone. And it was just the first place we could find that was level. And we thought nobody was going to bother us. They didn't.
No, they didn't bother us. But I'm surprised the cops weren't called because
we were out of there fast, though, because I was worried.
Yeah, we were out of there fast because I busted out of that camper with just a robe on and the Cousin Eddie hat. Like, I went for it, yeah. And especially being around a public government office, that's probably not.
Yeah, but I didn't know until afterwards that Chris only had his underwear on under this robe. I was like, Chris, you're on public property. You can't do this.
So make sure that you go over to our Instagram or Facebook or wherever. You'll see the card that we sent out. We sent it out to our friends and family.
But make sure you zoom in real closely and look at Kramer's face in it because Kramer looks so over us in our shenanigans.
Yeah, and Kramer's just like, why are we here? Why are you taking this photo?
Why me?
Why me?
I could have been picked by any family, yeah. And you're the two fools who got me.
We always say that about Kramer. We're like,
it could have been anyone.
Could have been anyone.
Instead, he gets drugged to 48 states of multiple countries.
Yeah.
So what are we doing this year for Christmas? I don't want to make it sound like we're just like the most depressed thing ever, like for Christmas. Because Christmas, yes, it's hard at times. But we also have come to create our own little traditions.
Yeah. So this year, we like to do cinnamon rolls in the morning for Christmas. We like to do...
We nothing kemosabe. That's all me.
That is all you. Yeah, so...
Chris sits in here. He does a puzzle in his robe.
Oh, and that's the other thing. We keep Christmas pretty low-key. We'll have like a puzzle and cinnamon rolls and then, you know, maybe pig out on a pot pie or I don't know. Just like it sounds like...
Do wow. you want to say we've done what we did last year?
Sure. What did we do last year? Yeah.
Has anyone ever been to Costco and gotten one of those giant chicken pot pies? This started out last year where Chris and I were a little bit depressed heading into Christmas. We were at Costco and which, by the way, if you ever see us at Costco, this isn't where we do all of our shopping, but somebody stopped us as we were Christmas shopping last year and they recognized us from YouTube and all we had in our buggy were two bottles of wine and a giant family sized chicken pot pie. Looked so horribly depressed. Yeah. I remember that gentleman looking at our buggy and looking at us like, you guys are really weird and sad.
They're like, hi, Chris and Sarah. And then they did the gaze down. And then they're like, oh, those people, they're unfortunate right now. We survived.
But yeah, so last Christmas ended up being a lot of fun. We thought it was just going to be us all day. And then it was a really cold Christmas. And so a lot of people didn't go anywhere. We were like high of 3 degrees Fahrenheit here that day. Mm-hmm. And so we stayed home and we ended up going to our neighbor's house in the evening. They were home too, cause I didn't go anywhere. Cause it was absolutely freezing outside. And we ended up having a game night and we made this chicken pot pie and tiramisu. And it was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And so this year is sort of the same. We're just kind of taking it easy and laid back and just enjoying a day where the email isn't going off. The phone calls aren't happening. The hustle and bustle, sometimes it can be a little nerve wracking being out in town because I remember living in Seattle and we were away from friends and family. It was our very first year.
Oh yeah. We didn't go anywhere for our first Christmas.
Yeah. For our first Christmas, we were in Seattle living. We're like, well, let's go out. This is a big major city. Maybe there's something happening, you know,
there
whatever.
There was nothing.
Nothing. It was just like a ghost town. And sometimes that can be nerve wracking, but a lot of times it's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. Okay. Things are slow. Like it's okay to be slow and be lazy. And I think a lot of us, especially at the end of the year, you know, for Americans, I feel like this whole last week of December, nothing ever gets done.
Which is so hard when you're self-employed and you're running businesses and you don't take off and you're trying to like finish stuff up for the end of the year and nobody answers you because you're the only people working.
Yep.
Only entrepreneurs are working right now.
Yeah. The hustle mostly is real. Only. Yeah. So the hustle is real, but it's nice.
It is nice.
Not being able to just slow down and take it easy, you know, and I remember when the pandemic first happened, you know, everybody was kind of stuck in their houses mm-hmm. and it was quiet and you had some uninterrupted time with people and we haven't gotten that back. Not like that.
And I think so, I'm still recovering from that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But Christmas, I kind of equate Christmas and this whole week like that. Like
it is beautiful in its own way. Yeah. It really is. I love that about it. I think that's the part I love the most growing up. It's just like, we don't get a lot of white Christmases in the South, but there was one Christmas and I was in high school and we got 6 inches of snow on Christmas Day. And we're talking like the perfect amount of snow to block you in because Chattanooga, back in the day, we literally had 2 snow plows and we didn't have those until like after a blizzard came through here one time. But we have 2 snow plows. So when it snows half an inch, the whole city shuts down. But I remember this one Christmas that we had 6 inches of snow, perfect fluffy snow. We were all stuck inside and I remember thinking this is the best Christmas ever because we didn't have to go and I loved seeing all my extended family, but we had to put that off for a couple of days. And for that one day we ate cinnamon rolls and did puzzles and watched Christmas movies. And it was so nice. Mm-hmm. I like that side of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the best part of it. It's just, you have a few days of just silence. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're adding a lot of noise right now to somebody's silent Christmas.
I feel like that too. So
we apologize.
Well, and we want to say Merry Christmas to you.
Or Happy Holidays, whatever you may choose. Whatever is celebrating. We celebrate Christmas, so for us, it's a Merry Christmas. But Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy whatever it is you're celebrating.
Happy Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest of us.
We need to go back and watch that episode. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a Seinfeld episode and George's dad celebrates Festivus. And it's a day where you can all air your grievances. It's so funny. You just have to go back. I know we're really little young to enjoy Seinfeld, but we love that show.
Oh, it's so good. So with that said, we appreciate you. We want you to know that we honestly love you and thank you so much for just being here with us. Yeah. And we hope that you have a great holiday season and we can't wait for 2024 and where we're going to go and where you're going to go. And we're just thankful for your friendship.
Thank you for being here and cheering us on through the entire year. We'll probably talk about that a little more in our New Year's special episode. But yeah, Merry Christmas. And I hope that wherever you are, you're getting some good food today and some rest.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings.